Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now.
Hey, Ousters.
Hey, everyone.
I don't know about you, however, have you been watching House of Villains?
Girl, I wasn't watching it until the epic read that hit social media. So Tiffany, we know her as Miss New York, right? Mm-hmm. From way back, Flavor of Love. Like, I've always loved her. She's always had the reads, I'm trying to tell you. And that's what made me want to tune in. Now, I'm be honest with you. I used to not be a reality TV type person. Honestly, I used to not, but it has been some shows that, I don't know, even the ratchet ones, it's kind of hard not to be like, let's see what's going to happen.
Can't help but watch.
Right.
Yep. And I, for sure, that's kind of what happened. Let's talk about the epic read for just a second.
Okay.
For more than just a second, because had it not been for the epic read, now, Tiffany Pollard, and it went viral, right? So she read Omarosa. And I can't even repeat what she said, one, because we could never duplicate that kind of read, right? I could never. And I say, if I could read like that, I'd probably run the world. That's what I've been saying. But that read that went viral on social media really had us wanting to watch this damn show.
Yes. I was like, dang, I need to check this out, because she did that and did it so well.
Yes.
So it made me want to go see what the show was about. Initially, I never really gave it much thought. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I really hadn't. But I was like, okay, let's go, let's check it out. And I felt like it was perfect timing, right? Because we was already considering doing something on reality TV, right? So it was like, oh, look at that. We had already discussed doing a topic about why people choose to do reality TV. And then, bam, the epic read. And we was like, oh, isn't that perfect?
Right on time. Now, I have always watched some level of reality TV. I think it might be the generation that we grew up in, because it first came out when we were, The Real World. So I remember watching that when, maybe I was a teenager, young adult, I don't know. But I've always watched it. And, my taste in it has evolved over the years into different things. So I've always watched it. But do you remember that show that you put me on to that last Thanksgiving?
Which one are we talking about? Because we watched Cheaters. Oh, my God. Girl, I thought we were talking about, 90 Day Fiancé. Or what is the other one?
Oh, shit. That was the other one.
Married at First Sight or whatever. I forgot all about them. But yeah, I thought that's what you're talking about, because I remember being there and I kind of sworn we was watching the 90 days.
Yeah, that was the Thanksgiving before. So it was Thanksgiving, it was 90 days. And then the following one, it was Cheaters.
Dang,
but just remember, that was pre-COVID, was 90 Day Fiancé. It was pre-Rona. And then it took some time before we felt safe enough to remember.
Okay, now I do remember. Yeah. But I can't believe you never watched Cheaters, though. I was like, what? You never watched Cheaters? Girl, this shit be so ratchet. But it'd be like, it's so entertaining. Like, as as toxic.
Yes. And you had me looking, searching for that ramen noodle episode. Like, I was searching high and low, trying to find that stinking episode.
Did you find it?
I eventually did, but it wasn't even clear. But I was like, this is not scripted. How the hell did they do it just for, because they knew they were going to be on the show? Like, I just, ramen
noodles in a hot tub. Like, I have never, I'm like, wait. Mm-hmm. And even they were like, is this ramen noodles in the hot tub?
What were you going to do with it? Eat it?
Like, what the hell?
I think one of the producers said that. They're like, well, what are we going to do with this?
Like, what the hell? Like, why is this in the hot tub now? Like,
Well, if y'all don't know this episode, just Google it. You will find it. But it's,
oh my God.
It's very like, what? But there's
confusing a little bit.
A little bit, very confusing. But shocking. It was ratchet, shocking, confusing, and funny all at the same time.
It was. And that's how most of the episodes are, though, if you really pay attention. Like, they're kind of like all of that in one. I mean, some of it is like, you do take a minute to be like, yo, that's kind of effed up. Right? Mm-hmm. But in the moment, you're like, you're too entertained to really sit back and think about what's really happening, if that makes sense. Right? Mm-hmm. Because being cheated on is a hurtful thing.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know, it's very hurtful. But when you see it on Cheaters, it's hard for you to look at it like that. You're like, you dirty son of a bitch.
You're just looking at all the drama of it.
Like, you deserve that slap, bruh. Like, oh, you needed that chick. You know, like, it was really like, I don't know what it is about that show, but as, like I said, as toxic and ratchet as it is, I find it quite entertaining. I'm caught in the act. That's another one, right?
But it's not so ratchet. It's kind of...
It's not.
It's kind of PC and...
It is.
Yeah.
And still very entertaining.
Yeah, they keep it cute. They keep it cute.
Very.
Yeah. What's the other one?
To Catch a Cheater.
To Catch a Cheater. Now, I've never watched that. I have never watched it. But I do watch, like, I watch The Real Housewives. Not all of the franchises, but I do watch them, and that's putting the things I've been pretty consistent with. And then, of course, Love and Hip Hop. But remember, I said after that season, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to watch this anymore after the big controversy. But I've always watched The Real Housewives, and then, of course, Married to Medicine. But there's, you know, not all reality TV shows are, you know, catching cheaters. There's quite a few, and those are probably the most fun, ratchety type ones.
If I say so myself.
Right. Those are sometimes kind of funny. But then sometimes they're scary. Like, there was one... Now, Caught in the Act is hosted by Tammy Roman, right? So she tries to keep it classy. Now, the guests, not so much sometimes. So it's like it's a good balance of a little bit of ratchet with the host. And then, no, with the guests, they can kind of get a little bit ratchet. And then, you know, Tammy, she's a classy lady. So she keeps it classy from her perspective. But there was like one or two people that I was like, I don't like this guy. Like, there's something, what's the word? He just seemed very controlling. And I was like, this guy was giving me all kinds of red flags. And I was like, yeah, I don't know about that dude. Red flag. And I'll find the episode. I'll share which one it was. And you can tell me if you felt the same way. But it was very like, But, you know, not all these reality TV shows are about catching cheaters. They are fun. Hell yeah. But you've got shows like Real Housewives. You have like House of Villains, which is the one that we were talking about with the epic read that actually had us watching. Yeah. And then you've got like, what's the one that they do? Like, they just live in a jungle or something.
Oh, Survivor. Survivor, right. I like that one.
Those are fun, right? Because it's like they have challenges and stuff. Would you ever go on a reality TV show?
Girl, I don't know if I would say never, but never sounds really like that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I don't think I would. I'm funny because, you know, our grandmother Agnes, she used to always be like, never say what you won't do. Because you never know what you might do or have to do, right? So sometimes when I say never, if I say never, ever, 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 you know, a sister's like, nah. But if I say, I don't know, never, maybe. I'm funny about saying never. I don't think I'm cut out for it.
Not about that
I just
life.
Don't. Like, you see, I started stuttering already. Like, I don't think it's for me. But I know when we were looking and researching, you found like different personality types, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I did.
That are more subject to such things. And some of those personality types I can identify with, but I'm still like, I'm good.
Like, I could never, I don't know. Like, I don't think I could ever do something like The Real Housewives, because it just seems the success rate of relationships after a show like that, it's really like they just marriages don't seem very successful afterwards. Like, it's so intrusive and they see so much of your life that I don't think the husbands are as willing. You know, I just don't see it, but I would consider doing something like The Amazing Race or something like that, something competitive. That could be fun.
I love The Amazing Race. I love that show.
Right? Because it's fun. You get to travel all over the world and probably not also while, you know, I've got little people around either, because that's kind of weird. And the stuff that, how they edit these shows, sometimes, you know, they present it as if it's reality TV. And sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. And it's not really accurate because the way that they edit it, right? Mm-hmm. So context is big. And if they only give you this one piece, you can end up looking like a villain when you really weren't.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
So I'm like, you're right. We should never, never say never, but highly unlikely.
Girl, very high up there, unlikely, you know, the highest of the unlikely.
But that's a big thing. Like, why would someone, is it the money? Like, what would really have someone seriously consider? Oh, there's one I would do. If I could bake, if I was a baker, I would do like the Holiday Baking Championship. Like, I love that damn show. Every November, I'm like, yes. Yes. It's back.
Yes, yes, yes.
So like something like that, that is a little bit more wholesome. Yeah, I would consider that more, but it's very highly unlikely nonetheless. But I always question.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, say that again.
There's a pottery one too.
Oh,
where
is
they
there?
Make pottery. There's one where they make pottery. I can't think of the name of it, but it is. It's one where it's like pottery competitions. Like, it's different levels where you have to create different pottery, and I really do like that one too. I'm not gonna lie.
There's some good fun ones out there that's really wholesome. Yes. Not, you know, but I expect that since there's been that writer strike from Hollywood, there will probably be more reality TV shows because a lot of people, they haven't been working. You know what I mean?
Right.
So don't be surprised if we're seeing more of that, because surprisingly enough, that's why reality TV became a thing. Initially, it's because there was a writer's strike and they had to think of a way to keep working. And that's what they did. They brought in reality TV show, stars and shows to kind of help combat not having, you know, TV shows for people to watch. But I think the question we always have is like, what would, and some of these shows, not all of them, right? Because if you're a baker, you know, you want to show your craft, maybe earn some money. If you're a potter, same thing. But on some other shows, it's always the question of why, what would possess you to go on a show like Cheaters?
and put your business out there, right? Like, wait, you want somebody to know? Like, maybe, and just hear me out. Maybe it is kind of financial. Let's say you want to prove that your spouse is cheating. Let's just say, right? Mm. So to prove that your spouse is cheating, maybe you don't financially have the funds to just flat out pay. So maybe the reality TV is an option, right?
Mm. To prove it.
Mm-hmm. To prove it. I'm like, oh, I'm about to prove that this person is cheating. Or, and sometimes, honestly, now that I'm saying that, I'm going to think about something for me. It's like wanting that person to know, oh, I know. Like, you got him.
The got you moment.
Right. Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But to do it where everybody could see, I just, because sometimes we can be like that. Like, oh no, I'm going to let this person know that I know, you know, mm-hmm. Like, oh, you think you slick, right? But I got you. And that doesn't just have to be like a cheater's thing, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know why people would, especially that particular show. Like, that's really airing out your dirty laundry. Like, when they say, like, air out your, that's really airing out. But, like, other shows, like you said, well, so can Housewives as well. But, right, to a degree, right? Because you're really in these people's business.
Mm-hmm.
They're really open, right? And accepting of whatever comes with that. Because I can imagine that's very challenging. But, like, look at some of the other shows, like 90 Day, you know, Fiance and Married at First Sight. Like, I think those are more positive type. Well, not really positive. All of them are kind of quite entertaining and positive. But I'm just saying, like, it's more of like of a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's more like a love type of story. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. Maybe that's how I should articulate that.
Oh, you like it because it's more, okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's not, you know, sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes you'd be like kind of rooting for them to work out. And then some of them that you kind of rooted for them to work out, you're like, oh, you didn't work out. Dang. Like, I thought y'all was going to work out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite entertaining. I just, like you said, a competition show, I could see. Some of the other stuff, I'm just...
Well, I can see also, like, I get, like, sometimes you can, with some of these, if you make it big on these reality TV shows, like, I imagine it can really catapult your career if you're aiming for a certain thing. So, for example, there is a celebrity gossip. I mean, I don't know what to call him, but he's made a business now. Of talking about celebrity gossip and getting in the business. But he started out on Love & Hip Hop, and he does talk about the fact that he was getting paid $1,000 per episode. But, which doesn't seem like a lot, but then look where he is now. Everyone knows who he is, and he's very focused on the hip hop culture, but everyone knows who he is. He has his own platform. He has his own shows on several different platforms. So that, like, I can see why the money, even if it's not a lot in the beginning, I can see why that could be enticing for some people. Like, if, how am I going to use this to make my career what it is? So for some people, I get, like, I really get that part. Like, okay, so I start out on this show. It's $1,000 per episode. I mean, what, six weeks of recording or being under the camera? Maybe six episodes, that's $6,000 in what, 4 weeks, 6 weeks? I guess I can get the appeal. But if it can help make someone's career into where they're trying to get to, I think that's why a lot of people might do certain shows like Love & Hip Hop. Look at Cardi B. Like, right. Who was she before Love and Hip Hop? Not saying that she wasn't her own person, because she was. But look what it did for her career.
Right.
And where she is now. So, like, I can see that part of the money being a motivating factor, especially if you have certain career goals, like if you want to be in the music industry, if you want to be a talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can see that.
I can see that part. But if you're not, cheaters.
Like, what the hell are you doing? You're right.
That's just kind of weird, because it's embarrassing enough. Like, damn, first I'm getting cheated on. And then, you know what, though? If you're getting cheated on, is there no better revenge than to let the whole world see who that person is?
All right, girl, put that junk on blast. Like, hey, got you.
Dang.
I agree. I absolutely agree. It's almost like revenge, right?
Yeah.
Sweet
revenge. Yeah, I can see that. Like, I don't know, I think about it, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. Because if you've ever been cheated on, it's a funny thing, because there's a lot that goes into, like, you're hurt, you're angry, you do want revenge. So I can kind of see why would someone do that. But I'm like, I'm already embarrassed enough that I'm getting cheated on. I'm not putting that shit for thousands of people to see. No, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
So when we were, like, doing some research on this topic, we were like, well, what would possess somebody? So we've got some ideas of why people might do it. But there are two thoughts when it comes to participants who choose to be on a reality TV show. So, according to U.S. celebrity therapist Drew Pinsky, he surveyed everybody appearing on his show and reported that reality television participants were more narcissistic than any other groups.
But according to a study from New Zealand, reality television participants have no more narcissistic personalities than anyone else. But they do demonstrate higher levels of the 2-5 pillars of personality, which is extroversion and openness to new experiences. We actually had to go look up what those 5 pillars was, right? Like, what is this 5 pillars
that they talking about? I don't know what the hell that is. I'm not a therapist.
I don't know what
the hell. Like, what is this? Yes, and those 5 pillars are, and it does define, when you hear the 5 pillars, you're like, well, what the fuck does this mean? Because, excuse me, I'm not a therapist. And when trying to pull it into context, it's a little bit like, huh? But it's 5 different pillars. And it's called conscientiousness, agreeableness, neuroticism, openness to experience, and extroversion. So what does that really look like? The great thing about Wikipedia, because that's the source we're using for here, is it does kind of break down what that means. So for conscientiousness,
we have efficient, organized versus extravagant and careless.
And let's see, agreeableness is
friendly, compassionate versus critical and rational.
Neuroticism,
sensitive, nervous versus resilient and confident.
Openness to experience.
Inventive and curious versus consistent and cautious.
Then extroversion.
Outgoing, energetic versus solitary and reserved.
So that really does kind of put things into perspective. So I would get why someone who's open to a new experience and then an extroversion, because, you know, if you're extroversion, I would, in my head, you're like an extrovert, so you're very outgoing and energetic, and then you would have to be open to new experiences to even think like, well, yeah, let me get on Cheaters, right? I mean, yeah, no. I'm like, yeah, no. Like, it's funny because, like, I call myself a introverted extrovert. So as the situation demands, I can hop too. So if it calls for me to be extroverted, I can do that. Or You know what I mean? So it depends on the situation. So I can be both depending.
So let's just be adaptable. Like, so you're very adaptable. You can go with the flow.
But not everyone's like that, right? So some people are just like, they're on it all the time. I'm not that person. And I've encountered people who are always like, they're just straight up extroverted. And I'm like, I need a minute. Like,
okay, that's me. That is so me. Like, once I get comfortable, then you get to see the funny, the kind of extroverted person. But like, if I don't feel comfortable, if I don't know, if I'm trying to get a clear understanding of different personalities, I tend to be a lot more reserved and introverted. I'm gonna watch. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna watch and I'm gonna observe. Then, you know, you might get the fun kind of outgoing.
Yeah.
Janine, that I can be.
But then, so being open to new experiences, with that, like, I'm open to, you're open to new experiences, I am too, but that's not going to cause me to be like, oh yeah, to catch a cheater. Hell no.
No, I'm open to new experiences. Like, let's try a restaurant.
Right.
Like, I'm definitely
let's
not
travel.
Going to. And part of the reason for that, and, you know, this is just my personal opinion. This is just me. This is how I think. It's not how everybody thinks. But when you make things public like that, it's hard to come back from that ever. When it's private and it's something between you and this person, when you put certain things out for everybody to see, it makes it hard to come back from that. But if it's private, it's between you and this person, it stays there. So whatever decision you make, no one can have an opinion about it, because it's a private thing. But when you put it out there for everybody to see, right? So then now you have all of these other opinions. I don't need anybody else's opinion. I'm already in a situation that I have to navigate and figure out. I don't need extra opinions. Sometimes that's not the time to have extra opinions and onlookers.
I agree.
I think anything in your household or anything like with intimate base, it should be private. And that's with any situation. It doesn't even have to be cheating. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's a situation with me and my spouse, I'm speaking that into existence. Me and my husband. If it's a situation between me and my husband, like, I would never embarrass my husband. I would never put him out there for the public. You know what I mean? It's a respect thing.
It depends on the situation.
But I think when it gets to that point, yeah, it does depend on the situation. And then I think it can be a lack of respect thing too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you find out this person is cheating, sometimes you just don't have that respect for that person. So you like, you know what?
Oh, and I've done that. Oh, I have done that. I have blown up. Yes, I have blown up somebody's spot. I'm like, you want to cheat on me? Well, let's go ahead and you do that. And I'm going to blow your shit up and everyone's going to fucking know.
Right.
So I have done that.
Like, no. Right. So that lack of respect, right? Because now the respect is gone. And the intimacy is gone too, when you think about it, right? Because what you thought was just you and that person, now that person don't involve other people. And now,
I wouldn't say, like, I would never. So I kind of can understand, now that we're sitting here really diving in this, I can really understand why someone would really consider it, because, you know, there's the hurt behind it. And there is this really big feeling of wanting to have revenge. And I have, like, in my anger, I have done, when I look back on it, I'm like, man, that's really stupid, but funny at the same time. But I understand, like, why I did those things, because I did blow up somebody's spot. I'm like, and I did say that. I was like, look, you want to cheat on me? We're legally wed, and you're going to, you do that. But everyone has you looking, everyone thinks that you're some kind of way, and I'm going to change their opinion because here you go. You know what I mean? So I did blow up somebody's spot. I was like, oh, is this how it's going to be? But I guess it wasn't as public, because it wasn't on a reality TV show for thousands of people to see. But the inner circle knew, and the job knew. because that's where the cheaterization was happening. Right. Cheaterization, people, cheaterization. So like I do, to a degree, I understand, but like making it so public where millions of people can see it, I don't think I'd do that. And then like it lives on in infamy, because that, like that ramen noodle episode, that happened when? The '90s?
I can't remember. Oh, it was old.
It was old as hell. But here we are in 2023. Like, no, it was 2022. Where is that episode? Right? So it lives on in infamy when you're talking about like on a reality TV show. So I'm like, that's kind of where I would draw my line. But I get it. When it comes to cheaters, like, well, go ahead and cheat. You do that. And I'm embarrassed the shit out of you, because I'm embarrassed. So we're going to be embarrassed together.
And hurt, yeah. Right? So when you get, when your feelings are hurt, mm-hmm. right, you're kind of feeling a little wounded. Mm-hmm. I think you might be more susceptible to doing something that may be out of character,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right? Like, yo, this, yo, you really, that's a real violation. You really hurt me. So now I'm mm-hmm. going to hurt you. I don't think, sometimes maybe you don't think rationally when you're, you know, that hurt
yeah.
sometimes. In that moment of hurt, you're like, huh, oh, okay. that's how we do
it. Well, let's do it then.
All right. Well, I'm here for it, damn it. Let's go.
Oh, it's so true. Like, I'm like, oh, I guess, yeah, I can kind of understand it more. Because at first I was like, oh, why would you do this? But now that we're really kind of, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
And even, yeah, right. And even the ones, look, even the ones that's like for example, like I was talking earlier, like the 90 Day Fiance and the like, maybe not the, and then the, what's the other one? The Married at First mm-hmm. Sight, right? Maybe these people genuinely are looking for love. Like, let's say, let's take Married at First Sight, for example, like these people are looking for love and they've dated, they've done other stuff. So they're like, hey, you know what? I want a professional to match me. Mm. They match me off of my personality. They'll match me off of my who I am on the inside, my personality. They really do a whole evaluation of who you are as a person, and they do evaluation, and then they, you know, try to pick your best match. And sometimes, who knows, maybe, and sometimes those really mm-hmm. work out. They really work out. I can't remember. It was this one couple, and I watched them, and I'm like, I love them. And they was definitely, they was on the Married at First Sight. Well, it was a couple of them, actually, that I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really cool. I'm happy they, you know, stayed together and toughed it out. So there's different reasonings why people do stuff. I mean, I could be looking for love and looking for my partner. I just don't know if I have any of those personality traits that would say I'm going to go on this reality TV show and marry somebody that I've never seen. I don't know if, and part of my issue is control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can openly admit that part of that is control and trust. Cause I'm trusting somebody else to pick my boo thing, and I ain't got no say so in it, right?
Well, what if it was like for outside of those shows, right? Because what if it was like a professional matchmaker? Because there was two shows that I remember that was specifically dedicated to a professional matchmaker. What if it was like that?
Okay, private.
Okay,
yes. On no. TV, no.
Okay.
No. What if we don't like each other? Like, he might not, like, everybody's view of what looks good is different, right? Mm-hmm. He might see me and be like, what the hell is this? Like, you know, I might look at them like, and it's really not about, let me clarify, it's not about the outer appearances. It still has to be an attraction, mm-hmm. right? Because I'd be attracted to some people, right? And other people be like, you thought that person was nice looking? And I'd be like, yeah, you don't see it. But it's probably because I know that person. Mm-hmm. Like, I see the personality in that person. I see beyond, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's deeper than the exterior.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, you don't think? And they'd be like, no. And I'd be like, shut up.
I mean, I get that. Now, why do you think, so like, okay, so why do people go on it? Okay, like we can kind of understand a little bit more. But why do we watch it? Why do you watch it? I think I know why I watch it.
It's entertaining, and then some of it, just hear me out. Don't judge me when I say what I'm about to say. But sometimes you watch these shows and you be like, you know what? My life ain't that bad. It is not. It's just... I may have this, but I ain't got that.
Like, it's bad, but it ain't that bad.
Like, I feel better about myself.
Does it feel like that's part of it? Like, okay, like does it help bring us more, make us more conscious of the fact that, like, yo, everyone has problems. Some just worse than others.
I agree. And it's an escape too. Mm-hmm. Just like music. Just like when I'm in a really messed up space or if I'm cleaning, I listen to music, right? Because it's almost kind of like an escape, right? So sometimes you watching other people's crap, it takes you away from your own stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at something else. You're not thinking about what you have going on. You're like, oh, I'm over here right now. So I'm good right here. I'll get back to my shit. My reality TV in a minute.
You're on your reality.
Right here. Right here. I'll get to mine in a minute, but I'm enjoying this right here because it's kind of an escape away from your stuff.
Yeah, and I think there was in one of the articles, you know, there might have been something that spoke to the fact that it's a form of escapism. Like when you go to the movies, it's the same thing. You're reading. It might be something similar. Like, but yeah, it is a form of escapism, and that's okay because, to be frank, isn't that to a degree a part of self-care? Like, okay, I'm so busy. I'm cleaning. I'm taking care of the house, taking care of the kids, taking care of the husband, Well, how can I just take a break? So is that way of taking, it's a way of taking a break. Yeah.
It is. It really is. And that everyone needs a break. I really feel like it can be a more positive way of escape as long as it's not overtaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your life. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've done a thing about addiction, but we never really thought about a TV as an addiction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? But it can be because you so don't want to deal with your own reality to you're just watching everything on the TV.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you definitely have to strike a balance. 100%.
Right.
Especially when it comes to this, because then, definitely. You know, if you don't know the difference in your reality versus what you're seeing on TV, that you can't go out into the world doing the same shit. You can't be flipping tables in the real fucking world. Like maybe flipping tables is fine for Love and Hip Hop or whatever, Real Housewives of New Jersey. That's all for the show. But you can't go into the real world flipping tables because that's, you know, you get arrested.
I mean, you can, but it's going to be consequences, right? Like you just said, you'd be arrested.
Lose your job. Charged, lose friends.
Lose your job. Right. So, I don't know. It's definitely... I watch it because it's definitely, like I said, it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. It's enjoyable. It's an escape. It makes you look at your own life from different lens.
And some of them are funny too. Like with the House of Villains, like it was not on my radar because I wasn't interested in bringing on any new reality TV shows. I have a certain few and that's what I watch. But it put the show on my radar and I was like, you know what, let me check this out. And then I started watching it and I was laughing so hard. Like I'm sitting in the carpool lane, like just laughing like a fucking idiot because the show is actually pretty funny. Now I don't know if it had anything to do with Tiffany specifically. And it'll be interesting to see how it changes now that she got voted off. But I was laughing. I was like, oh my God, this show is funny. And I didn't think it was going to be funny, but it was funny. But I think that's one of the reasons why I watch. I was like, I do like to laugh. I love comedy. And that show is very, very, like, I can't wait for the next episode because I'm like, I don't mind laughing when it's something like this.
Girl, Girl, yes. Remember that show? It was another one too. Remember Last Comic Standing? That reality show? Mm-hmm. I love that.
Was I living under a rock again?
Girl, that, yo, I love, I'm like you. Like, I love anything that's going to make me laugh, because sometimes in life, my God, how we need it. But yeah, it was a show. It was called Last Comic Standing. I don't know. I don't know when it stopped, because I think I had even looked for it a few times, and I don't think they did anymore. But it's like these comedians, and they would actually go live on stage, and then they would do these competitions, and it would be the last comic standing. So whoever made it to the end, the last comic standing, like, so, and some of them would be so damn hilarious. Some of them would be so good you didn't want to see anybody, like, leave. You know? I mean, you have your favorites. You have, like, you know, but yeah, it was another good show too. Like, I think
I just Googled that one. I was like, where was I living under a rock in 2010? Yeah, apparently I was.
I don't know, but that was, I used to love that damn show.
2003. What the hell was I? Where the heck was I? But like, apparently, I think that those are, I mean, some of them are wholesome. Like, what's the show? You're right. You talked about this, like these dating shows, like The Bachelor. I don't really watch it. Like, maybe in the first couple seasons, I might have entertained it because it was something new. But now they got the Silver Bachelor, and so like those are kind of fun. I mean, I wouldn't say, and the funny thing is, there's, I guess, if you've exhausted all these different ways of dating, like referrals, in person, dating websites, match.com, if you have exhausted all those things, I can't imagine why someone would be like, you know what, let me just go for broke and go on a show like this. Just, that's something completely different and very much outside the norm.
Right.
Yeah. So why not? Would it be me? Probably not.
Girl. What was that word? What'd you say earlier? Highly unlikely. It's more than one word, but I'm just saying.
And then sometimes when it comes to these train, like these, sometimes when it comes to these reality TV shows, it's like you're watching a train wreck with one eye closed and the other one partially open. Like, it's almost like that. You can see the train wreck coming and you can't help but watch. It's kind of like that.
Right? Yes.
Even yes. Like one eye yes. open, like, oh no, it's going to happen. Oh no. And it, yeah, it's usually with the cheating shows, I think. It's, those are more the line of like, oh, I just, I don't want to watch, but I'm watching.
Right? It's like you're looking, but you're looking away, and then you're looking, and then you're like, damn, I hate to see people embarrass themselves. Oh my God, but look at this. How can you not?
Glad it's not me.
Right?
But I think that this is like reality TV is a good thing to watch. But at the same time, you have to, one, in moderation, don't confuse that shit with what's real, like real life, because like you can't do what you see on reality TV in real life. And some of it you can learn a lot. Yeah. Yeah, some things you can learn. Like I do, I watch, it's not really reality TV, but I watch Finding Your Roots with Henry Louis Gates. I love that stinking show. And it's not really live TV. It's not reality TV, but it does have celebrities on and talks about them finding their roots. I actually love that one. So it's wholesome, like the pottery when you're talking. There's wholesome things out there where you can actually learn from. But it's very much a delicate balance. Is there anything to learn from this? Except to keep watching?
I don't
know
if it's anything to learn from it, but like, pay attention? I don't know if it's anything to learn from it specifically. I just feel like this was a really fun episode. Right. It was light. It was fun. I don't know if we genuinely learned it. Well, no. We did. We absolutely did. Sometimes even when we think we're not going to learn anything. Right. So we learned about the different personality traits. Mm-hmm. Right. We learned that reality TV has its useful. Right. His useful qualities. It can be healthy if within reason, with those balance, you know, with that balance that you were talking about earlier.
Okay. Right? Okay. So I'll let
you... Am I stretching no. it too far? Or no, that's about
it. No, you're right. Because it was like, well, why? But well, yes, because when we really looked at it, right, it was like, well, I can actually maybe, because at first I was like, I didn't really understand like why someone would, what would possess someone to go on something like Cheaters. But then when we really started talking about it, I was like, oh, I can kind of see it now. Because why not? You know, right. Okay, so there's something to be learned here.
And less judgmental even, maybe, to people that do choose to do that, right? Yeah.
Okay, so something more. Okay. So, you know, we walked into this episode thinking it was going to be more fun, you know, more lighter, fun type episode. And even still, we walked away learning something, right? And I know that's true for both of us. What is something that you learned from this?
So during our research, I definitely learned about the personality traits, right? And after we really started discussing it and we could really actually sit back and really see, oh yeah, I could get that, then it made me a lot less judgmental about people that choose to do that, because I'm like, yo, I would never, right? But it did make me see why they could choose something like that. And it definitely let us see the positive sides of reality TV, because it can be healthy, right? Within reason.
Yeah. Yeah. And wholesome. Yeah. And I think my biggest takeaway is really more to the sense of, I walked into it being feeling real judgmental, like, oh, what would possess you? But when we dove into it and then I tied it into like my personal experience, I was like, yeah, you know, on second thought, I have more understanding and more empathy for someone who would make the decision to go on to reality TV, because there's probably some real hurt going on behind that, especially for a show like Cheaters. But, and you know, some of the stuff is just fun, and who doesn't want to have fun and watch something that's funny and learn how to read like Miss Tiffany Pollard? Because like I say, hey, again, if I could read like this woman, I could probably run the damn world.
Girl, look, I don't care how much we watch. I don't know if we can get that. I think that's a natural given talent that she just has. I swear, like, you go, girl.
Right? A masterclass. A masterclass on the read.
How to get right. Give him that read, sis. Give him that read.
Like, I'm just like, yo, if you can read someone like that, you know, you wouldn't even have to physically fight anybody, because that person would be so hurt, it'd be done. Like, all you'd have to say is one thing and the fight's over.
Self-esteem.
Right. Oh my gosh.
I'll tap out. I don't know how I feel about myself.
I'm done. Oh my gosh. Every time I think about that damn video, I sit back and I just laugh. I can't even help but laugh. And then I watch it again and I'm like, oh my God, I need to learn what she has. Ousters, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Like anything in life, there's always something to learn, and this is the perfect example of where we weren't sure what we were going to learn from this, and guess what? There was a big takeaway. Thank you for listening.
It was, and thank you as always. Please feedback. We can't do this without you, and we appreciate all you guys so very much.
Peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.